The Clark County Ladies are 2-6, and coached by Cameron Mack. And we're set to play basketball as D.E. Church will jump center against Hatterberg, and the tip is controlled by Kilcook. As Alt Gilvers had the basketball, tried to get it down in the corner to McKenna, Alt Gilvers, and is stolen away by Clark County. So Hallie Fox will run across the timeline. Bounce pass to Carly Pearl. Cut off on the left baseline. Out pops D.D. Church on the left wing. Skips to the right wing to Allie Fox. Three-pointer on the way. No good. And fight for the rebound. It'll go out of bound. It's going to be Clark County ladies basketball. Aaron Bash will trigger. Bash looks for somebody. Gets to Fox. Out on the right wing. Inside to Hope Ross. Puts it off. Glass. Missed it. Wouldn't go down. And Katie Martin off with the rebound. Takes it down the corner to Alt Gilbers. A three-pointer on the way. No good. Skips across the rim. Picked up by Hatterberg. Cut off on the right block. Back out to Kendra Boltman at the top of the key. Now Alt Gilbers at the top of the key to Hatterberg in the right corner. Alt Gilbers. Boltman to the free throw line. Now three-pointer on the way. No good. And the long rebound comes out to McKenna. Alt Gilbers to Boltman. Martin at the free throw line. Bad pass down low. Tried to find Hatterberg, stolen away by Clark County. As Allie Fox will bring it across the timeline. Fox at the top of the key. Out pops Ross between the two circles. They tried to get it down to Aaron Bash. Couldn't hang on to the pass. Stolen away by Alt Gilbers. Yeah, Alt Gilbers gets it in the corner to Boltman for three. Bullseye. Let me see if they call it a three. Yes, they did. So 3-0. Kilcook with a lead. That's full court pressure by the Lady Chiefs. And it caused a Clark County turnover. So Kilcook will inbound the basketball on the far sideline. Cameron Hatterberg will trigger for Kilcook. Hatterberg gets in the backcourt to Kendra Boltman. Boltman brings it across the timeline. And had this pass slapped back in her face, picks the ball back up. Bounce pass to Hatterberg on the left side of the circle. Down low goes to Martin. Martin tried to pass it inside to Hatterberg, stolen away by D.D. Church. Called a jump ball, alternating possession, back to Clark County. Allie Fox against pressure will trigger. Gets the ball in to D.D. Church. Now back to Fox. To Pearl. It's Carly Pearl across the timeline in a double team. Bad pass. Knocked away by Hatterberg. Takes it down the left block. Lays it off glass. He got it. Camden Hatterberg makes it 5-0. Carly Pearl in the backcourt. To Fox. They get it ahead to Aaron Bash. Bash to Ross. Ross couldn't hang on to the pass. Knocked out of her hands and out of bounds. So it'll be Clark County basketball out of bounds underneath their own basket. That's Aaron Bash, will trigger. Bash looks for somebody, still looks for somebody. Now gets it out to Church on the left side of the circle. Lost the ball, but picked up by Carly Pearl. Gives it back to Allie Fox between the two circles, dribbles to the left side of the circle. Now down in the paint, a whistle and a foul. And the foul's going to be on Michaela Alt Gilbers. So Michaela Alt Gilbers picks up her first foul. Aaron Bash underneath her own basket. Tried to get it into Allie Fox, and it just goes out of bounds. Fox went one way, the ball went the other way. Turnover, now they're talking about it, and the ball's going to come back. Well, no, they're going to give it to Kilcook out of bounds at the end line. So the inbound pass comes to Kendra Boltman. Boltman brings it across the timeline. Bounce pass to Martin, and she takes it to the left wing. Bounce pass to Boltman at the top of the key. Boltman gets it to Hatterberg at the high post. Hatterberg kicks it back out to Alt Gilbers. That's McKenna got it into Michaela, and Michaela put it off glass and got it. Now, Clark County with the basketball, having trouble against the press. They throw it over to Carly Pearl, went through her hands and out of bounds. Because now Clark County wants a timeout. 4:46 left to play in the first quarter. It's Keokuk 7 and Clark County nothing. Back in 30 seconds. This is KMEN Sports.
Many businesses come and go, but Andy's Maytag Home Appliance Center in Cahokia has stood the test of time. Andy's Maytag Home Appliance Center has been serving the Cahokia and surrounding area for over 40 years. They sell quality brand Maytag and Amana appliances that include refrigerators, washers and dryers, dishwashers and freezers. They also offer parts and repair, and they can even do special ordering. Hours are Monday through Friday from 9 to 5 and on Saturday from 9 to noon. Andy's Maytag Home Appliance Center is located on the corner of North Lincoln and Main Streets in Cahokia.
And back at Highland High School, Aldgilvers tries a three, didn't get it, but the rebound comes off to Katie Martin, puts it back up and in. It's 9-0. Keokuk with the lead. Clark County with the basketball. Fox will bring it across the timeline. Man-to-man defense by Keokuk. Fox takes it to the hoop, lays it off glass, and got it. 2 points for Allie Fox. She gets the Lady Indians on the board as they get the ball inside to Atterberg in a whistle and a foul. As the foul is going to be on. So Dee Church picks up the foul. That's her first. Now Boatman gets inbound fast, takes it around the circle, dribbles right into Aaron Bash, and Bash knocks it out of bounds. So Atterberg will inbound on the far sideline. Gets it to Boatman. Clark County goes 2-3 zone. Aldgilvers gets it down on the baseline to her sister, Michaela Aldgilvers. Now Boatman passed up to three. Aldgilvers will try a three. No good. That was McKenna. And the rebound comes off to Clark County. Allie Fox will have the basketball. Fox brings it across the timeline, finds Ross on the left wing. Ross to the dotted line, scoops up a running 10-footer, no good. Airballed it, and goes out of bounds. It'll be Keokuk basketball. As Allison Ames checks in for Keokuk, and Ireland C checks in. 3:30 left to play in the first quarter, 9-2. Keokuk with the lead. They have the basketball as Boatman gets the ball to Ames on the right wing. Ames tried to go down in the corner to C, and C couldn't hang on to it. Goes out of bounds. So it'll be Clark County basketball against Frazier. With the basketball, Clark County, they try to get Clark County on the sideline as they bring it clear down to Blair Webster. Webster gets it back out to Fox. Allie Fox has it between the two circles. She's guarded by C. Gets it to Hope Ross. Now give and go to Dee Church. No good. As Aaron Bates with a rebound, put up a shot to block. Got it back. Put it back up. It goes down. It counts, and she fouled. Let's see who the foul's going to be. It's going to be on 32. So that would be Cameron Atterberg. Aaron Bash has her first two, trying to complete the three-point play. So two looking for three for Aaron. Shot up, no good. And Boatman comes off the rebound. Boatman, long pass down to C. Or Ames, bullseye. So Allison Ames hits a three, makes it 12-4. Frazier again by Keokuk. Webster in the backcourt, picks up the dribble, looks for help. Throws it down the floor, and nobody there but Katie Martin. Here comes Boatman for three on the way. Bullseye! 6 points again for Boatman, and it's 15-4. Here comes the lead. It's Allie Fox inbounds to Webster. Blair in a double team gets it back to Fox. As Fox across the timeline, dribbled it off her foot, right to C. Now it's a 3-on-2 fast break. Bowman throws it up, missed it. C gets it, puts it back up and in. So Ireland C, and now we have a timeout on the floor. 1:56 left to play in the first quarter. It's Kishik 17. Clark County 4, back in a minute. This is KMN Sports.
As your hometown community bank and a proud supporter of this community, Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri prides itself in offering you the best when it comes to financial products and customer service. That's why when you bank with Exchange Bank, we don't charge you fees for services that you should expect from your community bank. Stop by one of our branches today in Cahokia, Palmyra, Lancaster, Queen City, Shelbyville, Memphis, or Wayland, or visit us online at www.ebnemo.com. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Keep up with what's going on in your area with a subscription to the Hometown Journal. The Hometown Journal takes great pride in offering you up-to-date coverage on everything that goes on in Clark County and in your hometown. Nowadays, it's not enough just to be smart. You also have to be up-to-date, and you'll always be up-to-date if you subscribe to the Hometown Journal. Order your subscription or renew your old one today by calling 660-727-3383. The Hometown Journal in Cahokia is a proud sponsor of Clark County Indian Sports.
Back at Highland High School. Clark County it'll be Kickups basketball as McKenna Al Gilvers will inbound on the near sideline as she gets it in to Riley Ballantyne. As Ballantyne has it between two circles to Alt Gilvers. That's McKenna. Now Michaela Alt Gilvers. They swing it to the far side to Ames to Ballantyne. Now Alt Gilvers on the right wing to Ames. Alt Gilvers. We're talking about the twins here. C on the left side of the circle to McKenna. Alt Gilvers drives the baseline, puts it up and in. First two for McKenna. Alt Gilvers. 19-4. Kick with the lead. Here comes Clark County. Blair Webster brings it across the timeline, dribbles into a double team. Gets it to Church. Church drives the baseline. Kicks it back out to Bash in the left corner. Now Fox, dribble drive, cut off on the left wing. D.D. Church will try a three. No good off the left wing. And feels the rebound. Gets it ahead to Ballantyne. Ballantyne just launched one down the floor intended for Michaela Alt-Gilvers. And she airmailed it out of bounds. As LaYana Stewart checks in, and Ballantyne checks out for Keokuk. With the, Mia Johnson gets it in to Allie Fox. Now D.D. Church, 10-foot jumper off glass, no good. And Mia Johnson off of the rebound, but they stand jump ball over the organization back to Keokuk. In a hurry across the timeline, LaYana Stewart. They give it to Alt Gilvers on the left wing. That's McKenna. Now Michaela inside, kicks it back out to Stewart on the right wing. Stewart dribbles out between the two circles to McKenna Alt Gilvers. Inside to C. C lost the handle on the basketball, knocked out of her hands and out of bounds. And it'll be Clark County basketball. Last touch by LaYana Stewart. So Mia Johnson will inbound. Gets it into Olivia Miller. Miller back to Johnson. Johnson tries to kick it over to Miller and does. Miller brings it across the timeline to Allie Fox. Fox, the left side of the circle of a double team. Now lost the handle on the basketball. Stolen away by Ames. Here comes Keokuk in a hurry. Ames will try a three, no good at the buzzer, and that's the end of the first quarter with the score. Ticket 19, and Clark County 4 back in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
Hawk
Watkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in 8 Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
The Media, Clark County's oldest weekly newspaper, offers sports coverage, city council, school board, and social news. Plus, their classified section reaches 7,000 homes. For your convenience, they have fax and email service for your news and advertising. The Media has the coverage you need and want each week from all over the area. It's Northeast Missouri's news source. You can now log on to nemonews.net and follow The Media on Facebook and Twitter. That's The Media in Cahokia, Missouri.
Welcome back, everybody. Highland High School, Highland, Missouri, or Ewing, Missouri, the 51st annual Highland Invitational Basketball Tournament as we start the second quarter. Final girls' first-round game of the night, and Keokuk leading Knox County 19-4, and Larry Webster in the backcourt. She's being pressured, a 10-second call against Clark County. So Keokuk will have the basketball out of bounds on the far sideline. Michaela Alt-Gilbers will inbound. Looks for somebody to throw it to. She finds Boatman, top of the key. Now Michaela Alt-Gilbers will try a three off the right wing. No good. And the rebound comes out to Blair Webster. Webster will bring it across the timeline. They try to get her in a double team, and they punch it away. It's down the floor, and they... Katie Martin had the layup, and she walked with it. So Clark County dodges the bullet. Olivia Miller will inbound, gets it to Blair Webster. As Webster will walk it across the timeline, they try to jump her at midcourt. And now ball stolen away from Kylie Yates. As down the floor went Katie Martin to put up a shot, missed it, but she was fouled, and the foul's going to be on Kylie Yates. And to the line will go Katie Martin. She has two, looking for three. Eyes it, fires it, got it. So Katie Martin with 3 points, 20-4, Keokuk with the lead. It's Katie Martin, eyes it. Fires it, missed it, and the rebound bought for. Yates had it, taken away by Adelberg. They call a jump ball, alternating possession, stays with Keokuk. Saul Gilbert's inbounds right in front of the basket to Adelberg, missed the 5-foot jumper, and with the rebound, goes out and punched out of bounds, and last touch by Michaela Alt-Gilbers, alternating possession. Well, no, I guess it was last touch, so like what I just said. So Blair Webster will have in the backcourt. She's being double-teamed. Looks for somebody. Now bad pass. Boatman taken by Alt-Gilbers to Boatman. Now Alt-Gilbers drives the baseline out of the left corner. Gets it in front of the hoop. The shot's put up by Katie Martin. Good. She has 5, and it's 22-4. As Webster gets the ball to Yates, ahead to Miller. Back to Yates, between the two circles. Bad pass taken by Boatman. She'll go to the house, lays it up, missed it. But the foul's going to be on Kaylee Yates. So Kylie Yates, not Kaylee, Kylie Yates. That's her second. And to the line will go Kendra Boatman. Kendra Boatman on the night. Shot up, no good. She has 6 points, looking for 7. Aaron Bash checks back in for Clark County. And Kylie Yates checks out. 6:30 left to play in the first half. There's the next by Boatman up. It's good. 7 points for Kendra Boatman. Pressure again by Keokuk, is stolen away by Boatman. Put up a shot, missed it. Now the outlet pass is stolen away by Atterberg. Atterberg gets it to Bowman. Bowman on the right wing takes it into the paint, kicks it to Atterberg, 15, put her on the way and got it. 4 points for Camlin Atterberg. And now Clark County wants a timeout. 6:09 left to play in the first half. Kick at 25, Clark County 4. Back in a minute. This is KMM Sports. It's all about you. It's all about you. To us, it's very clear. It's you, you're why we're here.
People's Bank of Wakanda has been a part of this community for over 100 years. We continue to be locally owned and managed by people who live in this community. We enjoy supporting our local schools, churches, farmers, and businesses. We are a bank that wants to build a relationship so that when you bank with us, you bank with a friend, a farmer, and a member in the community. Stop by and visit one of our three locations in Cahokia, Canton, or Wakanda. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
So 9 left to play in the first half. This final girls game of the night. First round girls game. And it's 25-4. Kick it with the lead. Clark County with basketball. Blair Webster underneath. Demaya Johnson put up a shot blocked and taken away by Atterberg. Ahead it goes to Alt Gilbers. And 2-on-1. Shot put up by Katie Martin. Missed it. But you do the foul, and the foul's going to be on Aaron Bash. So Aaron Bash picks up the foul. That's her first. And at the line is Katie Martin. She has 5, looking for 6. Got the first one. 6 points for Katie Martin. Allie Fox and D.D. Church check back in. Olivia Miller checks out. Aaron Bash checks out. And Mia Johnson checks out. Carly Pearl checks back in. Next shot up, got it. 7 points for Katie Martin. Carly Pearl gets the ball to Webster. Gives Fox. Now back to Pearl. Dribbles to the right wing. Tried to get it back to Fox. And it's stolen away by Kukert. Atterberg takes it to the hoop. Lays it up. Missed it. And the rebound comes off to Carly Pearl. As Pearl will give it to Fox. So Allie Fox will bring it across the timeline. Gives it to Blair Webster. Webster gives it back to Fox. Now underneath a wide open D.D. Church puts it up and in. 2 points for D.D. Church. Boatman, long pass to Katie Martin. Underneath the wide open, Alt Gilbers missed it and got her own rebound, put it back up and in. That's Michaela Alt Gilbers. She has 4. So Allie Fox, bounce pass across timeline to Webster. Underneath the Church, missed the shot. That's rebound, put back up and in by Carly Pearl. So Carly Pearl has 2 points. Boatman to the top of the key. Martin drives the baseline, cut off on the left baseline. Talk Gilbers on the left wing, gets to Boatman for 3, on the way, no good. Alt Gilbers off of the rebound, falls down, gets it back out to Martin at the free throw line. Now McKenna Alt Gilbers for 3, no good. Rebound slapped out to Martin on the left wing. Boatman has it, backs off between the two circles. Reloads the offense as Boatman dribbles to the right wing. Gives to Martin at the top of the key. Now McKenna Alt Gilbers for 3. Bullseye. 5 points, McKenna Alt Gilbers. 32-8. Kick up with the lead as they jump Fox just about the timeline. She gives it off to Blair Webster, still in the backcourt. Now Ross across the timeline. Now pass to Fox. Takes it to the hoop, puts up the shot, missed it. And Boatman had the rebound, knocked out her hands and out of bounds by Carly Pearl. So it'll be Keokuk basketball out of bounds. No pressure by Clark County. Clark County goes back to a 2-3 zone. Buffalo across the timeline. Alton Gilbert's on the left wing. Free throw line extended. Out pops Atterberg. Top of the key. Boatman inside to Alton Gilbert's. To the sister McKenna for three. No good. And D.D. Churchill with the rebound. It's to Fox. As Allie Fox will bring it across the timeline. Finds Webster on the deep left wing. The Fox bounce pass back to Webster. Webster to the left side of the circle. Now Ross right side of the circle. Bounce pass to Pearl. Fox will try a three. In and out, no good. And out Gilbert's off of the rebound. Gets it ahead to Martin. Bounce pass to Atterberg on the basket. Missed a left-handed layup. And Hope Ross off of the rebound. 2:45 left to play in the first half. 32-8. Dick Cook with the lead. Clark County with the basketball. Fox trying to skip it to the, from the left wing to the right wing to Webster. Webster wasn't looking for it. It goes out of bounds. So Valentine checks back in for Kirkuk. Also, Steve checks back in for Kirkuk. And Allison Ames checks back in. So Valentine brings it across the timeline. Finds Ames on the right wing. Lob underneath to Atterberg. Too high. And it's stolen away by Kelly Pearl. So that's Aaron Bash. So Bash to Webster. Back to Bash. She'll try a three out of the right corner. No good. Skips across the rim. And out with the rebound comes Ames. Ames gets it ahead to Martin on the left wing. Martin cut off on the left baseline. Now three on the way. No good from Ames. And rebound ran down by Valentine. They give it to Martin down the left lane. Puts up the shot. Missed it. And Katie Martin will go to the line to shoot two shots. Foul's going to be on Aaron Bash. So Bash picks up her second personal foul. As Martin was seven looking for eight. Make it eight. She got the first one. Makes it 33-8. Katie Martin with 8 points, looking for nine. Eyes it, fires it, missed it, and the rebound comes off the C, takes it out in the left corner. Valentine to Martin. Now Ames has it between the two circles. Ames gets it to Valentine on the left wing. Martin will try a three. Bullseye! 11 points for Katie Martin. 36-8. Kick it to the lead. Clark County the basketball. Blair Webster has it between the two circles. Now running 15 footer. Kissed it off. Glass got it. 2 points for Blair Webster. As Valentine walked with it. She's at the top of the key. Tried to find Martin on the left wing and took one step too many. So here comes Clark County down 36-10. Webster picks up a dribble for somebody. Tried to find Church. Knocked away and picked up by Seed. Now Martin will try another three out of the left corner. No good. And Atterberg off of the rebound. Kicks it out to Martin between the two circles. Now Valentine bounced past Ames on the right wing. Valentine between the two circles. Gives it back to Martin between the two circles. In the left corner, they go to Ames. Ames kicks it over to Valentine. Underneath to Martin. Martin around Church. Nice defense. Now Valentine will throw up a shot. No good. And Carly Pearl over the rebound. So that's Aaron Bash. Now Carly Pearl. Now Aaron Webster. Between the two circles. Bounce fast to Pearl. In the right corner, tried to bounce pass inside the Church. Stolen away. Ahead it goes to Valentine. Valentine gives it back to Atterberg. Off glass, got it. 6 points for Atterberg. 5 seconds, 4 seconds, 38-10. That's Bash. Inside the Ross, put up a shot way too late. That's the end of the first half with the score. Kick at 38, Clark County 10. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Cahokia State Bank is excited to announce they're converting to a real-time debit card on August 2nd. This will affect all their current debit card holders. You'll receive a new debit card in the mail toward the end of July. The new debit card will have a new number, and you need to pick a new PIN number. On or after August 2nd, your old PIN number will not work on the new card. You'll be able to select your own PIN by following the directions on your new card activation label. Contact Cahokia State Bank for more details. Cahokia State Bank in Cahokia and Wayland, member FDIC.
You know, this whole thing about two-year degrees not being worth it is getting pretty old. You drive past area factories lately? There's some pretty sweet pickups in those parking lots. That's because all those workers are making darn good money, and they probably got their start right here. Welders, engineers, equipment techs, network admins, all good-paying jobs you can get with a two-year degree from SCC. Even better, each of those degrees is tuition-free for Iowa residents. Visit SCC, you don't have to go far to go far. Get the facts at scciowa.edu.
Funerals are never easy, and the global pandemic makes them even harder. Regulations often mean compromise, and when it comes to funerals, we don't get a second chance. At Wilson and Triplett Funeral Home, we can't make funerals easy, but we try to make them easier. With live webcasting or remote arrangements, we're here to help. Contact us today at wilsontriplett.com.
Welcome back, everybody. 51st Annual Highland Invitational Basketball Tournament. I'm Donnie Middleton, and you're listening to Clark County Lady Indian Basketball. I'm your sports leader from Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM FM. Memphis, we're at halftime of this first-round girls' game. It's a 2-7 matchup. Keokuk Lady Chiefs, the number 2 seed, Clark County, number 7 seed, and Keokuk leading 38-10. Let's take a look at the first half scoring. First four, Keokuk, McKinney Altgobers with 5 points, Allison Ames with 3, Kendra Boatman with 7 points, Michaela Altgobers with 4 points, Ireland C with 2 points, Katie Martin with 11, and Cameron Atterberg with 6. For Clark County, Aaron Bash with 2, Blair Webster with 2, Allie Fox with 2, Carly Pearl with 2, and D.D. Church with 2 points. Keokuk jumped out 19-4 after one quarter. Keokuk outscored Clark County in the second quarter 19-6. And Keokuk leads here at halftime 38-10. And I'll be back with more in a moment. This is KMM Sports. You guys got school tomorrow.
Many businesses come and go, but Andy's Maytag Home Appliance Center in Cahokia has stood the test of time. Andy's Maytag Home Appliance Center has been serving the Cahokia and surrounding area for over 40 years. They sell quality brand Maytag and Amana appliances that include refrigerators, washers and dryers, dishwashers and freezers. They also offer parts and repair, and they can even do special ordering. Hours are Monday through Friday from 9 to 5 and on Saturday from 9 to noon. Andy's Maytag Home Appliance Center is located on the corner of North Lincoln and Main Streets in Cahokia.
As your hometown community bank and a proud supporter of this community, Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri prides itself in offering you the best when it comes to financial products and customer service. That's why when you bank with Exchange Bank, we don't charge you fees for services that you should expect from your community bank. Stop by one of our branches today in Cahokia, Palmyra, Lancaster, Queen City, Shelbyville, Memphis, or Wayland, or visit us online at www.ebnemo.com. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Keep up with what's going on in your area with a subscription to the Hometown Journal. The Hometown Journal takes great pride in offering you up-to-date coverage on everything that goes on in Clark County and in your hometown. Nowadays, it's not enough just to be smart. You also have to be up-to-date, and you'll always be up-to-date if you subscribe to the Hometown Journal. Order your subscription or renew your old one today by calling 660-727-3383. The Hometown Journal in Cahokia is a proud sponsor of Clark County Indian Sports.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in 8 Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
Welcome back, everybody, to Highland High School 51st Annual Highland Invitational Basketball Tournament. And we're at halftime of this final game of the girls' first round. We're at halftime, and Dickard leading Clark County 38-10. Let's catch you up on what has taken place tonight. In the first game of the night, it was a 1-8 matchup. Number one, Palmyra, wins their ninth game of the year by defeating Knox County 78-28. Palmyra led in scoring by Abby Redd with 11 points. Claire Williams with 19. Tatum White with 14. Kendra King with 12. And Sydney Clompton with 18 points, while Knox County, led by Kennedy Parrish, with 17 points. Knox County led 16-14 after one quarter. Palmyra outscored Knox County, 28-0 in the second quarter and led 42-16 at the half. In the third quarter, Palmyra again outscored the Lady Eagles 27-10 to lead 69-26 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, Palmyra outscored Knox County 9-2. Palmyra wins at 78-28. Palmyra improves to 9-2. Knox County girls 0-8. Second game of the evening is a 4-5 matchup. And the number 5 seed, Highland Ladies, defeat numbers 4, Macon 57-32. Third game of the night, it was a 3-6 matchup. Canton, the number 3 seed, Kirksville, the number 6 seed. And Canton defeats Kirksville 57-49. And again, we're at halftime this fourth game of the night with Dukuk leading 38-10 over Clark County. So the Wednesday bracket pretty well set up, except for the wait for the end of this ball game. We'll have two games for you on Wednesday night. Knox County and Macon girls in the Constellation semifinal at 4:30. Then, assuming that Clark County loses this ball game, they would play Kirksville at 9:00 on Wednesday night. But coming up tomorrow night, before we talk too much about that, we'll have two games for you tomorrow night. The boys' first round at 7:30 and at 9. At 7:30, it'll be a 3-6 matchup. Palmyra, the number 3 seed, will play number 6 Clark County at 7:30. Following that, a 2-7 matchup. Kirksville, the number 2 seed, will take on Knox County, the number 7 seed, at 9:00 tomorrow night. So two games for you from the Highland Tournament on the boys' side. 7:30 and 9:00. First game tomorrow night, Macon will play Highland. That's a 1-8 game at 6:00. It's a 4-5 game for the number 4 seed Keokuk Chiefs and number 5 seed Canton Tigers. That's the first two games tomorrow night. And again, it'll be Clark County and Palmyra at 7:30, Knox County and Kirksville at 9:00. So that's all coming up for you tomorrow night on KMEM. As both teams gather around their respective coaches, we're almost set to play the second half, start the second half of this ball game, and Keokuk leading 38-10 over Clark County. So the Clark County girls around their coach Cameron Mack, assistant coach Jason Church, and of course the Keokuk ladies, they're coached by Michael Davis. very, very, very young team. They only start one senior, one junior, and three sophomores. They're going to be good. So it'll going to be Clark County's basketball as we start the second quarter, or second half, rather. So Aaron Bash will inbound to Allie Fox, and here we go. As Fox brings across the timeline, bounce pass to Pearl between the two circles, tried to get it to Hope Ross. Stolen away, out of the pass goes to Boatman, lays it up and got it. 9 points for Kendra Boatman. Carly Pearl brings it across the timeline in a triple team. Allie Fox takes it to the left wing, bounce pass to Church on the left wing. Church, underneath it goes to Hope Ross, lays it up and got it. Post two for Hope Ross. 40-12. Kirkuk with the lead. The basketball is Alderberg. Tried to force one inside, threw it right to D.D. Church. Church gives it to Fox. Fox draws the timeline to Pearl on the deep left wing. Pearl in the left corner to Ross. Gives it in to Church on the block. Kicks it back out to Fox. Fox, dotted line, shots on the way, missed it, but drew the foul. As the foul's going to be on Cameron Atterberg. That's the second foul on Atterberg, and Allie Fox will be at the line to shoot a pair. She has two looking for three, missed it. So Allie Fox backs off the line, now stands back on. Eyes it, fires it, got it. 3 points for Allie Fox. Boatman will bring it across the timeline. Boatman bounce pass to Al Gilbers. That's McKenna. You get it inside, shots put up, no good by Michaela. And Michaela missed the shot. Rebound goes out of bounds. Last touch by Michaela Al Gilbers. So it'll be Clark County basketball. Allie Fox will bring it across the timeline to Carly Pearl. Pearl falls down, a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Boatman. So Kendra Boatman picks up her first foul. As Fox will inbound on the far sideline. Fox looks for somebody, finds Ross, three-pointer on the way. Out of the left corner, missed it, left it short. Boatman down to Atterberg and is knocked away by Fox, stolen away by Allie Fox. To Pearl, now back to Fox. Gets it down to Hope Ross, off glass, missed it, got her own rebound, tried it again, missed it. D.D. Church lost the handle on the basketball, goes out of bounds. So it'll be kick of basketball. So Boatman will bring it across the timeline. Gets it inside to Alt Gilbers, puts it up in hand. That's Michaela Alt Gilbers. She has six. Allie Fox across the timeline. Church down on the left block. Pick up the shot. She was blocked. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Clark County basketball. As in the ball game comes seed. As Bash will inbound the left corner to Fox. Fox picks up the shot off glass. No good. And C comes off the rebound. And the ball slapped out of her hands and out of bounds. It'll be kicking basketball out of bounds on the far sideline. As Ireland C will inbound to Boatman. Boatman brings it across the timeline to the left side of the circle. Looks for somebody. Bounce fast to Martin. Now Atterberg to C to Martin. Gives it back to Boatman, left side of the circle. Stops, pops, and 15. Got it. 11 points for Kendra Boatman. 44-13. As Allie Fox just airmailed one over Aaron Bash's head and out of bounds. So it's going to be Kirkuk basketball. Atterberg will inbound to Boatman. Boatman will bring it across the timeline. Atterberg to high post, had the ball slapped away by Bash. Picked up by Ross. Ross Euro step underneath the basket, but of a shot blocked out of bounds. It'll be Clark County basketball out of bounds underneath their own basket. Aaron Bash will inbound to Ross in the left corner. Ross will take it into the paint. Lost the handle on the basketball. Atterburg. Outlet pass goes to Boatman. Boatman spins, puts up the shot, missed it. And the foul's going to be on Carly Pearl. So Carly Pearl picks up the foul. That's her first. As getting set to check in the ball game, Michaela Altgilbers. As Boatman at the line to shoot a pair. Shots up, got it. 12 points for Kendra Boatman. So Atterburg will check out. Also, Hope Ross checks out. She'll sit down as Blair Webster checks in for Clark County. Martin's next, Boatman's next free throw up, got it. 13 points for Kendra Boatman. 46-13. Kick with the lead. Here comes Allie Fox for Clark County. Finds Webster on the deep left wing. In the left corner, Fox for three. Airballed it. And out with it comes Alt Gilbers. Underneath shot put up by C. Missed it. Kicks it back out to McKenna. Alt Gilbers. Boatman top of the key. C takes it into the paint. And a whistle and a foul. A foul's going to be on Church. So D.D. Church picks up her second personal foul. Ames will check back in for Keokuk. And McKenna off Gilbert's will check out. And Ames will inbound underneath her own basket. Looks for somebody. Gets the ball into Martin in the left corner. Finds Boatman, left side of the circle, behind the back dribble. Now Martin will try a three on the way. Skips across the rim, no good. And Webster comes off the rebound for Clark County. To Allie Fox. As Fox will bring it across the timeline. Finds Webster on the left wing. Bash at the free throw line. Kicks it back out to Carly Pearl. Between the two circles to Fox. Now Pearl. Dribble drive to the right baseline. Fox on the right side of the circle to Pearl. Pearl tried to force one inside. And the pass slapped out of bounds by Alt Gilbers. So it'll be Allie Fox to inbound underneath her own basket. And Fox looks for somebody. Still looks. Still looks. Finds Bash the dotted line. Bash puts up the shot. No good. And rebound is tipped out of bounds by Allie Fox. So it'll be, what are they going to call it? Well, they say last touched by Keokuk. So Allie Fox will inbound on the far sideline. Fox gets it to Pearl, top of the key. Webster on the right wing. Pearl between the two circles. Fox inside the Bash on the left block. Puts up the shot from five. No good. Boatman off the rebound. Boatman to the top of the key. Off Gilbert to the block. Hands the ball off to inside the C. Lost it, but she gets it and gets it back to Boatman. Now aims for three. Bullseye off the right wing. 6 points for Allison Ames. 49-13. Keokuk with the lead. Clark County the basketball. It's Pearl to the top of the key. Bash at the free throw line. Church, 15-footer on the way, no good. Boatman off rebound to Alt Gilbers. And from the block, puts up the shot, got it. 8 points for Michaela Alt Gilbers. Allie Fox will bring it across the timeline. The Pearl on the right wing. Now to the right corner, Webster for three, no good. Boatman off the rebound. Boatman in a hurry. Boatman gives it to Alt Gilbers with the left hand. It goes down. It counts, and she's fouled. So Michaela Alt Gilbers with 10 points. And the foul's going to be on D.D. Church, and that's her third. As into the ballgame will come Liana Stewart. Also for Clark County, back in the ballgame will come Wiley Valentine. Olivia Miller in the ball game for Clark County. Maya Johnson is in the ball game. Michaela Alt-Gilbert's shot up, in and out, no good. And the rebound goes out of bounds. Miller had it, knocked out of her hands. And last touch by Keir Cook. 2:31 left to play in the third quarter. 53-13. Keir Cook with the lead. Fox, dribble drive off the right wing. Dribble it out of bounds. And then ball was slapped out of her hands by Ames and out of bounds. So it'll be Allie Fox inbound in front of the Clark County bench. Tried to get it in to Kylie Yates, knocked away from her. So Allie Fox is going to try it again. Gets the ball in to Blair Webster to the left side of the circle. Gets it down to Yates in the left corner, and Yates walked with it. It could basketball. With it is Stewart. Now they swing it around to Ames. Running 10-footer, shot up an air ball. Goes out of bounds. And it'll be Clark County basketball. 2:03 left to play in the third quarter. As McKenna Alt-Gilbert will check in. And Ames will set down. So Allie Fox will bring it across the timeline for Clark County. Fox tried to get the ball to Webster, and the ball was slapped out of bounds by Valentine. So it'll be Clark County basketball out of bounds on the far sideline. And they went about four rows up in the bleachers. So Blair Webster on the far sideline will inbound. Fox in the left corner. Fox will take it to the hoop, lays up the shot. It goes down. Will it count? I think it will. Okay. So, who's that foul on, Dave? Who's that foul on? Okay, that makes no difference, I guess.
Who's that foul on?
Shots up. 30, okay. For them, okay. Valentine, gotcha. So that's the first on Valentine. Here comes Stewart. Cut off on the left baseline. Now C for three off the left wing. No good. And Maya Johnson with the basketball. They call it jump ball. Alternating possession stays with Keir Cook. 1:34 left to play in the third quarter. Stewart will inbound the top of the key to Valentine. Valentine gives it back to Stewart on the right wing to Valentine. Now C on the left wing. Dalton Gilbert's on the left wing. Valentine to Stewart on the right wing. Stewart walked with it. Took it down into the paint to the dotted line and drug the pivot foot. So the turnover gives it back to Clark County. Johnson will inbound to Blair Webster. As Webster will bring it across the timeline. Well, Keir Cook's been man-to-man this whole ball game. They tried to get it to Miller, knocked out of bounds by Alt-Gilbert. As Ames gets set to check back in for Keir Cook, and Alt-Gilbert will set down. 1:07 left to play in the third quarter. Allie Fox on the far sideline, inbound to Yates. Back to Fox. Now the left corner to Johnson. As Johnson tried to get it out to Olivia Miller, ball was slapped out of bounds by Atterberg. So again, Fox on the far sideline will inbound. In the backcourt to Miller. Olivia Miller across the timeline. Picks up a dribble, looks for somebody. Gets it down to Maya Johnson. A whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Atterberg. That's her third. She fouls Maya Johnson. So Olivia Miller will inbound underneath her own basket. Gets it to Kylie Yates. Now Blair Wesley across the free throw line. The Fox takes it, running 10-footer off the right baseline. No good. And Stewart off the rebound. Stewart gets it to Ames, and Ames demolished by Allie Fox. And they call a foul on Allie Fox. So Allie Fox picks up the foul. That will be her first. That's the 14th foul against Clark County. Valentine to Stewart along the left baseline. Kicks it over to Ames for three on the way. Spin in and out, no good. Player Webster off the rebound. Webster with 15 seconds with the basketball. Brings it across the timeline. Webster to the right wing, now reversed to the top of the key. Fox has it between the two circles. Gets it underneath to Olivia Miller, puts it off glass, got it. First two for Olivia Miller, and that's the end of the third quarter with the score. Kick of 53, Clark County 17, back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
People's Bank of Wauconda has been a part of this community for over 100 years. We continue to be locally owned and managed by people who live in this community. We enjoy supporting our local schools, churches, farmers, and businesses. We are a bank that wants to build a relationship so that when you bank with us, you bank with a friend, a farmer, and a member in the community. Stop by and visit one of our three locations in Cahokia, Canton, or Wauconda. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back, everybody. The 51st Annual Highland Invitational Basketball Tournament as we start the final 8 minutes of the final first-round girls' game and Clark County with the basketball trailing 53-17. Man-to-man defense by Keokuk as Webster lost the handle on the basketball, picked up by all Gilbers. Gets it ahead to Boatman. Now underneath to Atterberg, missed his shot, got her own rebound. And a whistle and a foul. The foul is going to be on Allie Fox, and that's her second. So two fouls on Allie Fox. Is Al McKenna. All Gilbers will inbound underneath her own basket. Looks for somebody. Bounce pass to Michaela. Now McKenna will try a three out of the right corner. Airballed it. And Olivia Miller comes out with it. To Blair Webster. It's Webster across the timeline to Miller. Miller gives it up to Fox. Now Blair Webster in the right corner. Webster skips it over to Miller on the right corner. Lost the ball. Stolen away by Katie Martin. Martin to all Gilbers. Inside to Atterberg with the left hand. Missed it, but drew the foul. So let me see. Is it going to call it on? So they're going to call it on Olivia Miller. That's her first. And to the line, Cameron Atterberg. She has six, looking for seven. Eyes it, fires it, and got it. So 7 points for Cameron Atterberg. Aaron Bash will check back in, and Barry Webster will set down. Next shot up. The pinball's in and out. No good. And Kylie Yates off of the rebound. And whistle. Well, I thought they called a foul on somebody. Maybe not. Fox with the basketball. Dribbles to the right side of the circle. Now it's down to Bash in the left corner. Bash threw the ball inside. It was tipped by Kukoc, picked up by Boatman to Martin. Martin in a double team and bounced it right to Kylie Yates. Back to Fox. As Fox will bring it across the timeline to the left wing. Bounce past to Bash in the left corner. That's Bash. Ball high above her head. Gives the ball back to Yates. Now Fox, top of the key for three. On the way, no good. And Miller and Atterberg both came off with a rebound, a jump ball already in possession. Comes back to Kukoc as Ames will check in. Katie Martin will check out. Atterberg gets it in to Boatman. As Boatman will bring it across the timeline. Gives it to Ames on the right wing to Boatman. High post to Atterberg. Atterberg back to Ames. He'll try a step back three. In and out, no good. Atterberg with a rebound, puts it up. It goes down, it counts, and she's fouled. So the foul's going to be on Olivia Miller. That's her second. And for Atterberg, she has 9, looking for 10. Eyes it, fires it, got it, gets it home. 10 points for Cameron Atterberg. 57-17. Kukoc with the lead is Fox. Bounce pass to Miller on the deep left wing to Fox. High post to Yates. Bash. 10-foot jumper off the baseline. No good. Don't move the rebound. Kicks it over to Ames in the left corner. Ames tried to get it inside to Atterberg. Threw it over her head. Picked up by Bowman to Atterberg. Off glass. Got it. 12 points for Cameron Atterberg. 3:40 left to play in the game as Fox bounce pass to Bash on the left wing. Bash to Yates. 10-footer. Got it. Kylie Yates with 2 points. Here comes Boatman. Steps into a three. Bullseye. 16 points for Kendall Boatman. 62-19. Kukoc with the lead as Miller to Fox. High post to Yates. Out of the left corner. Bash for three. No good. Boatman with the rebound. 2-on-1 fast break. Boatman stops. Pops and 15. Got it. 18 points for Kendra Boatman. Timeout on the floor. Exactly 3 minutes left to play in the ball game. It's Kukoc 64 and Clark County 19. I think the timeout was just to get everybody in as Kukoc tries to clear the bench. So Clark County with the basketball. Blair Webster brings it across the timeline. Bounce pass to Bash on the right wing. Now Yates, right side of the circle. Bounce pass to Bash. Bash inside gives it to Yates. And a whistle and a foul. Foul, I think, is going to be on Ballantyne, maybe. Yes, it will. So Braylee Ballantyne picks up her second personal foul. 16 foul against Kukoc, 2:25 and County left to play. Olivia Miller underneath her own basket. Gets it to Yates on the right wing. Back to Miller on the block. Back to Yates. Yates to Webster. Thought about the three, didn't take it. Now she dribbles the left wing. Miller drives the left baseline. Blair Webster will try a three. No good. Fight for the rebound. And C and Miller both come off with it. They call the jump ball already in possession. Back to Clark County. Now we've got another Lady Chief checking in the ball game. That would be Yaya Stewart. Elia Stewart is what I'm going to say. Now Maya Johnson put up a shot. No good. Kylie Yates with a rebound. Her foot back, no good, with a whistle and a foul. And the foul's going to be on Liana Stewart. That's her first. And Kylie Yates will be at the line. She'll shoot a 1-1. She has 2 looking for 3. Dives it, fires it, no good. 1 minute left to play in the ball game. So Clark County will drop to a consolation semifinal at 9 o'clock on Friday night, and they'll take on the Kirksville Lady Tigers. That's shot up, got it. 3 points for Yates, and here comes Ames to the top of the key. Gives the ball to Ballantyne down the right corner. She tried to skim it across to Aliyah Stewart, and Stewart had it knocked out of her hands, and Stewart's going to inbound to Ballantyne. Ballantyne to Ames. Down in the corner, it goes to Kylie Sisk. Sisk to Ballantyne. Goes up the shot, moves good, and Aaron Bash off the rebound. To Blair Webster. Webster gives it to Bash on the right wing. Bash running 15-footer on the way. No good. And that's the end of the ball game. With the final score, Kickoff 64, Clark County 20. Back in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
The Media, Clark County's oldest weekly newspaper, offers sports coverage, city council, school board, and social news. Plus, their classified section reaches 7,000 homes. For your convenience, they have fax and email service for your news and advertising. The Media has the coverage you need and want each week from all over the area. It's Northeast Missouri's news source. You can now log on to nemonews.net and follow the media on Facebook and Twitter. That's The Media in Cahokia, Missouri.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
You know, this whole thing about two-year degrees not being worth it is getting pretty old. You drive past area factories lately? There's some pretty sweet pickups in those parking lots. That's because all those workers are making darn good money, and they probably got their start right here. Welders, engineers, equipment techs, network admins, all good-paying jobs you can get with a two-year degree from SCC. Even better, each of those degrees is tuition-free for Iowa residents. Visit SCC, you don't have to go far to go far. Get the facts at scciowa.edu.
And welcome back, everybody, to the 51st Annual Highland Invitational Basketball Tournament. It's the final as the Kickoff Lady Chiefs win their fifth game of the year by defeating Clark County 64-20. And take a look at the scoring. First four, Kickoff. McKenna Alt-Gilbers with 5 points. Allison Ames with 6 points. Kendra Boatman with 18 points. McKenna Alt-Gilbers with 10. Ireland C with 2 points. Katie Martin with 11 points, and Cameron Atterberg with 12. For Clark County, Olivia Miller with 2 points, Hope Ross with 2, Aaron Bash with 2, Blair Webster with 2, Allie Fox with 3, Carly Pearl with 2, Kylie Yates with 3, and D.D. Church with 2. Kickoff jumped out 19-4 after one quarter. Kickoff outscored Clark County 19-6 in the second quarter to lead 38-10 at the half. In the third quarter, it was Kickoff outscoring Clark 15-7. And Kickoff led 53-17 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, Kickoff outscored Clark 11-3. And the Lady Chiefs win it 64-20. Kickoff improves to 5-3, while Clark County 2-7. And in the first game of the night, it was Palmyra winning their ninth game of the year by defeating Knox County by a final of 78-28, Palmyra led in scoring by Abby Redd with 11 points. Claire Williams with 19. Tatum White with 14. Kendra King with 12 points. And Sydney Compton with 18, while Knox County led by Kennedy Parrish with 17 points. Knox County led 17-14 after one quarter. Palmyra outscored Knox 28-0 in the second quarter and led 42-16 at the half. In the third quarter, Palmyra outscored Knox 27-10 to lead 69-26 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, Palmyra outscored Knox 9-2. Palmyra wins at 78-28. Well, my 9-2, Knox County 0-8. So Wednesday, well, first of all, let's go tomorrow night. We'll have two games for you tomorrow night. It's the boys' turn. All four first-round games, and we'll have the 7:30 and 9 o'clock games for you. At around 7:30, Palmyra will play Clark County in a 3-7 matchup. The following that at 9 o'clock, Knox County and Kirksville. Then on Wednesday night, we'll have two games for you at 4:30 and 9 o'clock, Knox County and Macon Girls. Consolation semifinal at 4:30. Clark County and Kirksville Girls Consolation semifinal at 9 o'clock. So we'll see you tomorrow night as for producer Hunter Sapp from the 51st Annual Highland Invitational Basketball Tournament. I'm Donnie Middleton. See you soon.